are falling. Lost in the listening distance. As dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. The distinction which must be made between appearance and reality, and the difficulty we often have in deciding which is which, has always been the stock in trade in the world of the carnival. Tonight's play by Max Ferguson is called Breaking Point.
Ah, beautiful. One red rose. It's always the same. I swear it smells not of itself, but of thee. Where did it come from? Yes, who is it?
Open the door, for God's sake. There's a hurricane out here.
Out goes romance, and in comes Ernie. Ernie, do you mind? I'm on in 5 minutes, and I haven't finished my makeup.
Yeah, well, forget it, sweetheart. You're not going on tonight. Now open the bloody door, will you?
Okay, all right. You're running the circus, Ernie. What do you mean I'm not going on?
There's no performance tonight. I told him to strike all the towns.
Well, why? We've survived storms before.
It's too damn risky. Judging by the forecast, when this storm really breaks, it's going to be a son of a bitch.
Well, anyway, I guess we don't stand to lose much. This one-horse town hasn't exactly been a gold mine.
Yeah, rained the whole bloody week. And all the rubes in this jumping-off place are sitting on their spare change watching TV. What the hell's this?
I think it's called a rose, Ernie.
Don't get smart. Where'd it come from?
Ernie, I'm going to say this just once, and then I want you to get the hell out of here. A single red rose has been left on my dressing table every week, no particular night, for the past 3 years.
What's going on?
Well, I'm flattered all to bits, but I do not know who's sending them.
What's this? A little love note to go with the rose?
That's my private property.
Yeah. Well, you happen to be my private property, baby, and I don't like sharing. I swear, it smells not of itself, but of thee. Come on, Tanya. Yeah. Who's writing this crap?
Come on, Ernie. You're hurting my arm.
You tell me who's slipping in and out of bed with you, or I'll break more than your arm.
Nobody's been near me. Whoever sends the flowers at least seems to care for me. That's more than I can say for you.
You little twat.
Go ahead, Ernie. Just hit me again, will you? But it won't stop me from dreaming about him.
Shut up.
I won't. I've been over your abuse for far too long.
What the hell are you saying?
But the man with the roses is at least giving me a bit of romance.
What's going on here?
Yes, romance, Ernie. And tenderness and love. Feelings you'll never know anything about.
Are you all right?
What the hell are you up to, Tibor? Listening at the door?
Tanya, are you okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She's fine. Just a little fall.
I was asking Tanya, Mr. Paradine.
And you just got your answer. Now run along and listen to somebody else's keyhole. What did you do to her?
I'm all right, Seymour. Thanks. It's good of you to stop by.
Sure you're not hurt?
You bet. Better go now. I haven't finished my face.
And while you're at it, round up all the candles and the kerosene lamps you can get your hands on. With this lightning, our power could be knocked out at any time.
Your power certainly could be, Mr. Paradine.
What the hell did you mean by that?
Hey, just had a wild thought. I bet you're slipping under the sheets of Tibor, the strong man.
Oh, you bastard. You're sick.
You got a point there, baby. Sick and tired of you.
Well, if we're going to get personal, Oh, damn it, I'm the best act you've got, Ernie, and you know it.
Come on, Tanya. Ariel acts a dime a dozen. Had a Toronto agent on the phone a couple of days ago. He's got a girl. Dynamite.
Marvelous.
3 years at the Ringling Brothers and still only 19.
Great build and only 100 a week. Well, why don't you take her?
19? That's a lot younger than you are, Tanya.
Oh, go to hell, will you?
Oh, ain't he? It'd be nice to watch a young, fresh pair of bum seats climbing up the rope ladder every night.
Oh, God, you are filthy. Now, just get the hell out of here.
Who's filthy, huh? I'm not the one getting the roses.
I told you I wasn't sleeping with him, for God's sake.
And you don't know who sends the flowers?
just my little old secret admirer.
Who won't stay secret for long. Any jackass knows flowers are only for studs.
Well, I like getting them. And there's sure as hell no danger they ever came from you.
You're through, baby. You're finished.
Oh, come on, Ernie. Clear out, will you?
No, no. You clear out.
What?
I want you out of the Paradigm Circus, off the grounds, by 8 tomorrow morning.
Ernie, what the hell's gotten into you? I haven't got a bloody thing.
I run the show, Tanya. And no competition cuts in, ever. Now gather up your roses and get out.
Start. Tanya. Oh, a long story, Barney. See you the next time we, Yeah, that's right. We'll have a good cry and our beer over it. Now, look it. I was figuring on about, $250 a week? How does that hit you? Oh, geez, Barney, you've already got my arm. Will you leave my leg alone?
No, I can't pay that kind of money.
Yeah, hold on a second, Barney. Yeah, who is it?
Mike. Couple of candles at the Paradigm. Seabor said to drop them over to you.
Yeah, okay. Leave them there on top of the trunk.
Looks like you may need them. Power's been cutting in and out.
Yeah, I know. Now beat it, will you?
Sure. Night, Mr. Paradigm.
Look at Barney. I don't care how good you say the kid is. It's still sight unseen. I'll go, $275, but that's absolute top, okay? Hey, that's great. Drop the contract. Have her bring it along for me to sign when she gets out here. A whole week? Oh, gee, Barney. Well, Tanya's pulling out of here tomorrow morning. Where's that going to leave me? All right. Then have her meet us in... hold on a second. Let's see what we're going to do. I can hardly see a thing in here. Yeah, hello, Barney? Yeah, the show's moving into Brandon a week from today. Yeah. Yeah, she can join us there. Have her call me at the Selkirk Hotel. Come on, Barney. What are you trying to pull? There's no bloody way I'm paying her fare out. I don't give a good gut. For God's sake. Yeah, hold on a minute, will you, Barney? Bimbo. Get out of here. Come on, go on, get up. No, you don't. No, you're not coming in, Bimbo. The last thing I need is a soft and wet chimpanzee dragging his muddy feet all over my trailer. Damn you, come back here. By geez, I'll put the boots to you if you don't clear out of here. Get off the desk. Damn, be creepy.
I'm tired of telling him to keep this animal tied up.
Bimbo, get out. Get out of my trailer.
Okay. You snummy little flea bag. Let's see how you like this. Hey, remember this trick? Huh? Let him in your nose.
All over Ernie's trailer and down the front steps.
It's awful.
Yeah, and that OPP guy standing there, like it happens every day, turns to me and Seabor. Take a good look, he says. Make sure it's Paradigm. Take your time. Take your time? Geez, I could hardly wait to get out of there. Thought I was going to throw up.
Yeah, wasn't very pretty. But still.
From what, Seabor?
Well, I just couldn't feel all that bad. I kept thinking, poor old Bimbo. Did us all kind of a good turn.
Damn it all, I'm not going to listen any more to this. You're all blaming Bimbo. I've owned that chimp since he was a two-month-old baby. He's not a killer. He's never laid a finger on anybody. Everyone in this trailer knows that chimp. Boy, he shows more affection and trust than you'll ever get from any bloody human being.
Oh, look, Charlie, I know what you're feeling. I love Bimbo almost as much as you do. Listen, I'd rather believe it was one of us who did it. But, Charlie, none of us could have killed him that way.
He's right, Charlie. Paradigm's throat was ripped out. Only an animal could have done something.
Look, we don't know who or what killed him, so why don't we relax till the inspector and coroner are through?
Yeah. Let's give Charlie a break, too.
God, what a night.
Inspector, what happened?
You're all free to go. This case doesn't involve homicide.
What do you mean, Inspector?
Ernie Paradine didn't die by human hands. He had his throat torn out by a chimpanzee.
I don't believe it.
I take it he's the owner of the chimp.
Yes, I am. Bimbo's been mine since he was a baby.
I'm sorry.
And he never hurt anyone in his life. So there's got to be a lot more proof before I accept...
The sad truth. You know, I've heard the parents of young killers before. Billy always went to Sunday school. Freddie never forgot Mother's Day.
Oh, I know that chimp better than anyone in the show. And there's just no way he could have...
Excuse me, look, I didn't get your name.
Charlie Fornan.
Okay, sorry. I'd like you to go next door to Paradigm's trailer. Take a look at his injuries. The coroner is still there. Check the bite marks on both arms. The slashing of the neck. The padded footprints in blood leading out of Paradigm's trailer and down the front steps.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Hey, come on, Charlie. I'll walk you back to your trailer. Good stiff one of those folks.
Hold it. Where's that chimp now?
Well, he's inside his cage. He hasn't been out all evening.
But Charlie, I... Yes? Go ahead. Oh, nothing. I just... Come on. What were you going to say? Geez, I'm sorry, Charlie.
Oh.
Hurry it up. I haven't got all night.
Well, like just before we found Mr. Paradine... Well, I saw Bimbo come high-tailing out of Mr. Paradine's trailer.
The chimp?
Yeah, Bimbo. Pretty near bowled me over as he ran past.
Mr. Fernier, I want that animal chained. I want him inside a cage, and I want the cage padlocked. Got it?
I'll go with Charlie, Inspector. We'll see that it's done right away.
Okay, what's your name?
They just call me T-Boy.
Your job?
I do the strongman act.
Do you now? Well, how about that?
Yeah, how about that? It was Mr. Paradigm's idea.
Okay, everybody, just before you all leave, there's one more detail I think you should know about.
One more bad news?
Something that could affect all of you, Bimbo's motive.
I think we can all guess, Inspector.
Yeah, Paradigm was really asking for it. He used to toss live cigarettes into Bimbo's cage. Well, that might seem motive enough, but it's not what I'm getting at.
I can't follow you.
I'm talking about a disease. Rabies. According to what the coroner told me, they'll be shipping Bimbo's head to a lab in Toronto.
Oh, God.
If the report comes back the way the coroner seems to think it will, some of you may be in for some pretty painful shock.
I told you, he never bit anybody. Not anybody else, anyway.
Just thought I'd warn you. Well, I better finish my report. Nice meeting all you carny folk. Especially you, T-Boy. Not every day a guy gets to meet a circus strongman.
I brought you something.
A nice big birthday present? T-Boy, there's nothing I need right now except a good night's sleep.
I know. I hate to bother you.
Well, I'll come in a minute anyway.
Thanks.
Not the most flattering hour for a man to come calling out with cream all over my face and my hair and curls.
Sorry, but I managed to scrounge a kerosene lamp for you. I know you like to read.
Aw, well, it was thoughtful of you.
Pretty hard to come by tonight. Light of any kind. Everybody's trying to get their hands on something.
Boy, you're a pet. Ever try putting your hair up in curlers by candlelight? Thanks for the lamp. Ew, even if it does show up my wrinkles.
You don't have to worry about growing old, Tanya.
What do you think you'll do, Tibor?
Do? Same old act, I guess.
Maybe now that Ernie's gone. Looks like the end of the road for this old show.
So much happened tonight. I haven't even thought about the future. You made any plans?
No. I suppose I could pick up with another traveling show, meet another Ernie, and start the whole sordid mess all over again.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you do before you got mixed up with the circus?
Mm-hmm. You ready for this? Taught gymnastics to proper young ladies at a private school in Quebec.
Well, I never knew that bit.
Oh, there's lots more from my dark past that you don't know about, Tibor. What about your past?
Well, could you picture me as a high school math teacher?
You're putting me on.
No, I'm not. Back in New Brunswick about 11 years ago.
Then you ran away to join the circus.
Yeah, I ran into some static from the school board.
Well, I know how that feels.
Still, teaching had its good points. Sometimes think of going back to it.
No, not me, I'm afraid.
Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be tough.
Oh, you can tell me, Tibor, good old Mama Tanya.
Well, would it be too wild to suppose that the two of us could shake the sawdust?
Oh, jeez, I'd get out of this game at a drop of a hat.
Maybe get back into teaching.
Oh, no, you don't.
As a team, I mean.
A team, Tibor?
I really don't know how to put it. I just hate to think of us going separate ways. I don't think I could live without being close to you.
Oh, my God. Tibor, is this the roses round the door number?
Tanya, please. I don't really know what the relationship might be.
Relationship?
But I swear, it would be on your terms. I wouldn't make any demands. I'd be happy just to be there.
Tibor? A proposal? I mean, out of the blue?
Not out of the blue, Tanya. From the day you joined the show. I love you, Tanya.
Oh, Tibor.
You find that funny?
What? No, Tibor. I'm laughing at the impossibility.
Well, why is it impossible, Tanya? I do everything to please you.
Well, there's another consideration, Tibor. I'm in love with another man.
Sorry, Tanya. I feel like a fool.
No, Tibor, I'm the fool. Believe me. I'm in love with a man I've never met.
What?
A fresh rose appears on my dressing table every week.
It's got your beauty, Tanya.
I could never be in love with any other man.
I swear it smells not of itself, but of thee.
How did you know? Tibor, were you in my trailer reading my mail?
No, Tanya.
The only other person who knew that message that came with the roses was Ernie.
But there had to be one more, Tanya. The man who wrote it.
No, Tibor, you're joking.
I'm not, Tanya. I'm the man with the roses.
I can't believe it. I won't.
When I told you I loved you, I was sure you'd piece things together.
You had no right to do that to me, Tibor.
I'm in love with you.
No right. You made me a beautiful dream and then you smashed it.
Tanya, please, can't you feel anything?
Yes, I've been had.
No, Tanya. No.
Just get out and leave me alone.
I do love you, Tanya.
Oh, rotten trick.
It was no trick. I gave you my love.
Kiss me.
What?
You gave me your love? All right, now give me a kiss.
Tanya, you mean it?
Well, that's what lovers do, isn't it?
Tanya, please don't.
Come on, Tibor. What's holding you back?
I was wrong about you.
But your lips are burning with love.
You coward.
Here. Here's one for the roses.
You filthy bitch.
I swear it smells not of itself, but of thee.
Okay, Bimbo, okay. Settle down, boy. Just going for a little walk, that's all.
Charlie, you sure you want to do it this way?
Mike, will you stop that? Getting on my nerves.
Just thought it might be easier on you, Charlie, to wait until the morning when they come out from town.
No, this way, Bimbo won't feel a thing. I couldn't stand to see strangers drag him away. Good old Bimbo.
How are we going to... I mean... Oh, geez. Just how do you want me to do it, Charlie?
Look, the main thing is... Don't let him see the rifle. He's gun-shy. He'd go crazy if he saw it.
Okay, okay, Charlie. The rifle's under my coat.
I'll just sit here talking to him. Mike, you move around behind him slowly. Then hold the barrel right behind his ear.
Got you, Charlie.
Hello, Bimbo. How are you, fella? Still Charlie's old buddy? You're the best old boy. Charlie loves you. For God's sake, hurry up, Mike. Do it. How'd you do that for? He saw the rifle.
I had to talk it, Charlie.
Bimbo, now steady, boy. Now take it easy. Please, take it. Hold on. Bimbo! Here, Bimbo! Get back, boy! What the hell are you trying to do?
Can't let him get away, Charlie, if he's got rabies.
Well, don't shoot, damn it. I don't want him crawling away, bleeding to death in the bush.
Well, what are we gonna do?
We're going after him.
Candle burning now. What if I drop off? Oh, well. What time is it? Oh, 3:15. Who's out there? Oh, no. Not that silly chimp. Okay, hold on, Bimbo. I'll be right there, boy.
You old monkey, you know, what are you doing running around the rain?
You Bimbo, you're an old scamp. Anyway, you can stay for a little while. Bimbo, now you're lucky that's just a waste basket. Now get up on this chair and be a good boy. Too dark in here for you to be scampering around breaking everything. Aww. Good old Bimbo, yeah. I'm on your side, honey. I don't care what they say. Come on. How about a kiss for Tanya? Come on. Oh, big kiss. That's my boy. What? Ooh, big hug, Bimbo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Not too much. No. Bimbo. Bimbo.
Pull that monkey mask off your face so you can breathe.
Thanks, Mike.
Tibor, you killed Paradise?
Yes. I killed him.
But
Tanya? Why Tanya?
Ridicule. All my life. Rejection.
Take it easy, Seymour. I'll get a doctor.
Too late. Drum him. Clown. Show's over.
When I fired, I didn't know it was you, Seymour.
Tanya.
You and Tanya? Seymour, I never knew.
No. No. Not me and Tanya.
I didn't want to kill you, Seymour.
And you did. Not you.
What?
She couldn't forgive me. For having the heart of a man in the body of a dwarf.
Just heard Breaking Point by Max Ferguson. Featured in tonight's cast were Jane Eastwood as Tanya, John Stocker as Seymour, and Ken James as Ernie. You also heard David Hemblin as Mike and Frank Perry as Charlie, with David Calderisi as the police inspector. Our recording engineer is John Jessup, with sound effects by Benson. Our production assistant is Nina Callahan, and the series story editor has been Earl Topping. Nightfall is produced and directed for CBC Radio by Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. On next week's Nightfall, I'll be programming more than anybody has a right to expect.
Some sort of torture scene, looks like.
Really, not. As if his arms were pulled right out of his body.
Sure was realistic. I wonder how they did it.
Future fear. Next week on Nightfall.